Hello again, geeks. It's me, Nick Dorian. This week's episode, unlike last week's episode, is all completely there this time, but we did hit one minor snag. If you are watching this on YouTube, unfortunately, Amelia's video somehow turned into black and white. We're not sure why, but yes, she is in black and white. This won't affect, of course, the audio version of this, but if you'd like to see it, you can head to youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia. And now, cue the music.
Geeks in Malaysia. Hello and welcome to another edition of Geeks in Malaysia. I'm Amelia Chen.
I am Nate Dorian.
And I'm Carol Mbaha. And Nick
There's
Dorian.
A lag!
Yes. Okay. But at least it's not as bad as the last episode. Apologies again for the previous episode and things fucked up. Yeah, and now this week, my voice is fucked up. So yes, hooray! Oh my god.
Can we not concentrate on the negatives?
And could you try not to strain yourself, Nick? I know you'll get excited at some points, but save it.
Okay. I'll be sultry and sexy.
And since it's going to be a random episode again to try and make up for the last one, I got to ask a random question to you, Nick, for advice.
Mm.
How the fuck do you live with facial hair, man? I fucking hate this shit.
Okay, I will admit to you, the first few times I tried to grow it, it was a fucking pain. And then, I don't know, maybe I just got used to it after a while.
I mean, does your facial hair, like, curl back in and poke you in the face?
Okay, it doesn't poke me in the face, but sometimes the hair up here will go into my nose, which
Ew.
Is fucking annoying.
Ew, that's disgusting. That is really disgusting. Oh, my God.
Because, like, when you wake up in the morning, it's like the hairs are sort of everywhere, so you just got to sort of brush it down a bit, so sometimes it pops out. Yeah.
Yeah, because this room doesn't have a shaving kit. That's for the fancier rooms.
What the fuck?
And you didn't bring yours. I forgot to bring yours.
And then we were shooting in the fancy rooms earlier in the week. So I was like, I'm going to steal the shaving kit. Someone give me to it.
Damn it!
How do the rooms not have a shaving kit?
Bro,
I'm in the basement chalet.
Yeah. Depends on how much you pay for. And it depends on the hotel. Like, I mean, yeah. No offense to the hotel that you're in.
So there you go.
Mm. What?
I get Q-tips and toothbrushes. So
yeah, I mean, that. You know.
I mean, if they didn't give that, I would be really worried.
Actually, no. I mean, I wouldn't expect a hotel like the one that you're... I mean, not that they're not great. I'm sure they're great. But, like, they wouldn't be up to the standard where I would expect, like, premium toiletries in rooms. So, you know what I mean? So I'm like, you know, it's not the Hyatt. It's not the Doubletree. You know, it's not Marriott. It's not the premiums.
Ooh, and if you can stay at the Doubletree Hotel, you get a free cookie.
Yeah, yeah. Kalau kau pergi sandwiches, ni tak bagi shape like macam like basic like kit, like good toiletry set, aku memang macam like what am I paying you for, man?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll admit, I've been stealing shit for the studio.
What have you stolen so far? Oh yeah, no, okay, you're fine.
I don't give
we'll
a
talk
fuck.
About that.
We'll find out. I've been stealing toilet rolls like a student.
Oh my god, you've been stealing loo rolls?
Loo rolls.
It's so basic. It's so basic, man.
Of all
the
things,
basic
the fucking toilet rolls.
We all need.
Not even the slippers. Not even the robes.
The slippers are too cheap. No, because what do you call it? You know, because of COVID and stuff. So as opposed to the regular, like everyday cleaning and turn down service, like after a couple of days, they'll leave a laundry bag outside with the extra shit in case you've run out of extra shit. So there'll be like extra loo rolls and bin bags and fucking toothbrushes, and we're like, well, we do need loo rolls in the studio. I'll take this. Ooh, Nescafe sachets. I'm gonna take this.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, because they started reasoning. Wait, they actually live here, so they might actually use more than a normal guest.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
This guy must have some massive diarrhea. He's taking like 4 or 5 rolls a day.
I'm sure they're aware of what's happening.
I'm sure they know. Not like I'm stealing.
So, yeah, the worst.
So, along with being a random episode, I've brought out some sort of geeky news as well.
Go on, then.
One of them being that apparently one of the Spider-Men had a fake butt.
One of the Spider-Men had a fake... I'm a guess
like
it's
Toby. Petted?
Right?
Wait, no.
Because Andrew has vehemently denied it.
Toby. Gotta be Toby.
It sounds like a Toby. It sounds like a Toby thing, because I don't think Andrew or Tom would care.
And to be fair, Tom's ass...
So much shade to Toby.
And Andrew's so
I'm
lanky.
Sure he's a really nice guy.
You know, he's so lanky with that suit. I think a padded butt would be way too fucking obvious for Andrew Garfield.
That's
And Andrew doesn't care.
Yeah.
Andrew doesn't seem like he cares about a lot of things. Tom Holland doesn't care anymore because he's like, I want to start a family, right?
Yeah.
No, Tom Holland bought, like, is still panicking about, you know, exposing secrets.
What? Do more Spider-Man? What? You say Sony. Do more Spider-Man? Because your connection is a...
Oh, really? Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, for once, it's not my connection this time.
But yeah, Andrew Garfield wants to, you know, start a family. And Sony's like, hey, man, cash cow.
Andrew? Tom. Tom.
Tom. One of them. The little one.
Yeah. And I'm like, I mean, he and Zendaya just like dropped like, what, $4 million for a house in London?
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. I mean, thank God it's in somewhere like London where, like, you know, Tom can still use it even if they, you know, knock on wood if shit happens.
Wow.
I love them both. They're really cute. But, you know, if like Brangelina can break up and then, you know, Brad can sue Angelina for the white vineyards for selling off part of her share in the vineyard, I'm like, okay.
But then Ben and J-Lo can get back together.
Uh-huh. There you go.
She's just Jenny from the block.
Is she really? Is she really?
She stopped being from the block a while ago.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Long time ago.
You know, I would say she should fight Beyonce for the title of queen, but no.
No.
Nah, no. I think J-Lo is happy where she is at the moment.
Yeah, because Beyonce just slays.
Actually, that's a good question. Where the fuck is Beyonce these days? I haven't heard from her in a while.
She's probably recording a secret album again.
Well, apparently, like, with COVID, she does not want to make any public appearances for safety reasons.
Fair enough.
So Jay-Z's making appearances because, you know, dude's got to run his business. But yeah, Beyonce's like, nope.
I'm going to let my man do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jay-Z can do it. Jay-Z's been doing it for years.
Unlike Kanye.
Perform, then I'll perform.
Fucking Kanye. I swear to God. It's like every day there's a new piece of news.
What documentary?
It's interesting.
Genius. That's what it's called.
There's a documentary about Yee?
Yeah, on Netflix. It's called Genius. And it's interesting because it's a dude that knew him from the beginning. Right, so he was filming him before he got his record deal, before his first album. So, like, the first two episodes are all the way up until the first album, you know, when he got his car crashed, and jaw and all that.
Yeah.
And then apparently they lose touch, and then when he comes back, it's the whole Kim Kardashian, MAGA, Trump era. So I haven't reached that episode yet. Well, I'm pretty sure that's going to be a huge contrast.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Kanye's been a bit... I worry for the man's mental health. Let me just put it plainly.
I mean, I think we all do.
Yeah. How do you do this thing?
I don't understand why he keeps releasing albums when he's not finished with it yet.
What do you mean?
That one.
So, Donda... Okay, so first, Donda was supposed to come out on Someday, but it never did. And then he admitted, I haven't finished the album yet. And so it came out like a month later. And now he did pre-sale orders for Donda 2, which comes on his own little sort of music device. I can't remember what. So people bought it and were waiting for, you know, the 222, because that's when Donda 2 was supposed to come out. 222 came, no Donda 2. And now fans are still waiting, going, where the fuck is it?
He did have his weird listening party together with Marilyn Manson making an appearance for some reason.
Where he threw away his microphone because he was pissed off at the sound engineer, apparently.
Every review I've read about that listening party is just about how disappointed people were.
Yeah. Like, it started, like, what, 3 hours late or something?
Yeah, something like that.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And then, yala. And then a lot of people are like, these tracks don't sound like they're finished.
Probably because they're not.
Oh, you can't rush genius.
Oh, Kanye.
It's like, are the kids okay?
The kids are with Kim, so I think...
No. Okay. Like, as in, like, is Kanye okay? Kanye does not sound like he's okay.
No, he's not. We know he's not. No. I just want him to get help. And also, like, his friends. Aren't his friends fucking going, dude, I think you need to get some therapy, man.
It's a bit tough when he keeps, like, shitting on his friends on Twitter.
That's true.
Maybe, yeah. You know, and also maybe it's a case of, like, ultra toxic. Absolutely imagine Kanye's friends being all toxic masculinity and like, you know, oh, we don't do this feeling shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, it feels more like there's no close friends anymore.
Right.
Like,
okay.
He's literally probably pushed them all away. Like, I think the biggest one was Kid Cudi, right? Like,
and then he was almost like frozen.
Every album, and now he's like, fuck you.
I don't know what's going on.
And then he put... Talib Kweli on blast on some article at some point.
We're not coming back. Yes, we are.
Which is like, okay. Especially when you watch that documentary and you see how much like Talib and Mos Def really, you know, wanted to pump him up and stuff. So it's like, what are you doing, dude?
And then he, fucking ranted about Pete Davidson having AIDS or some shit. I'm like, dude.
And he's got tracks where, tracks like this bunch of Donda 2 tracks dissing Pete Davidson and... He's gone weird.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I understand, like, from a perspective of a breakup, like, you go through a lot of shit, but this is
when
beyond
did they
anything.
Break up? I mean, because I mean, I don't keep track, and suddenly I'm like, okay, whatever.
But if I'm not mistaken, today is the court proceeding for the divorce, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh.
Wow. You're up to date.
Yeah, because every fucking day there's a piece of news about Kanye West.
It's and like, of course, Rick is the dude that handles all our news shit.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's constantly popping up going, oh, for fuck's sake. But in other more interesting news, have you watched The Power of Dog yet? The Benedict Cumberbatch film?
Okay. No, I haven't.
No.
I didn't felt the need to, but I did hear that somebody put that fucking movie on blast too.
Yeah, that's what I want to bring up. Fucking Sam Elliott called it a piece of shit.
Sam Elliott, the most cowboy you'll ever meet. If you see a picture of Sam Elliott, you'd know exactly who Sam Elliott is. He's that dude with a handlebar mustache that always plays a cowboy.
Yep. Who's in almost every other film. He was in A Star is Born.
Okay.
He was...
Okay,
was
so...
He was in Ghost Rider, right? He was the Gravedigger, right?
He was in Ghost Rider. He was like the ghost... He was the horse riding Ghost Rider.
Ah.
First Ghost Rider movie. He's in that Ashton Kutcher show called The Ranch.
Huh. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Ooh, hold up. Let's see what this is.
On my end the stream keeps like pausing and cutting out, so but then you guys come back in again, so okay. We'll just...
But it hasn't given that warning that Nick had, right? What was the warning that yours had, Nick?
It's something along the lines that the network failed and it stopped recording or something. But the thing is, the weird thing was there was a notification, but the record function at the top, that little timer at the top, was continuing. So I thought, you know what? It'll be okay, but apparently not. On my side, though, you both are okay. Yeah.
Amelia?
Yeah.
Did it say anything like that?
No.
Okay.
You guys just paused. Right. Yeah, so, I mean, you just cut this out later, Nick.
We'll keep it in.
Cut it out later.
Yeah. This is Geeks in Malaysia. We don't cut shit. Ladies and gentlemen, Gentlemen, welcome to online recording.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay.
Online recording, a few low energy people. Well, no, one person's in low energy because he hasn't slept. Another person sounds like...
Yeah, I took a day off the Breakfast Club because I was like my tether to reality was diminishing.
Oh shit.
Extremely, okay. Like, yeah. Literally after I made the decision before rehearsals yesterday, I'm like, "You know what? Like, cuz I was talking to Omar and I was like, he's like, "How many days can you miss?" Well, I mean, technically it's not really one of those things. I guess you miss it any, I mean, you know, I guess you miss one or two. I mean, you know, it's not like it's school. He's like, yeah. Then why are you taking it so serious? You just miss a day. I'm like, God, Jesus Christ, you're gonna die.
Dude's got a point.
You gotta take some time for yourself too. You gotta like,
because
you know.
No, because like, you know, I mean, God knows, I don't know what everyone else is doing. Like, they're probably like, I'm sure they have got day jobs. I'm sure they have jobs, but like my job requires that I stay up at night. Mm-hmm. You know, like my job requires I stay up till 11. Yes. I need to be on the ball till 11 till rehearsals mm-hmm. finish, and I need to drive myself home after that.
Yeah.
And then I tell Omar that, you know, I go back to sleep after the session in the morning, and then I wake up at 12:30, and he's like, "Why are you still waking up at 12:30 after that? Why don't you sleep till 3?
Again, Omar is a wise guy.
Yes, he is.
Because I have to physically force myself to sleep. I already have to physically force myself to sleep past 11 because my body will wake me up at 11. And I'm like, it's hard to go back to sleep after your body goes fucking wake up. But anyway,
I understand.
At least housekeeping isn't bugging you after that.
What?
At least housekeeping isn't bugging you after that.
Oh my God, I know. I cannot imagine, like, no, D&D is there for a reason. Do not disturb is there for a reason.
That's what I thought. Like, the fact that you have the sign there, I'm like, come on.
See, this is why I missed the paper sign, right? Because it's that...
Oh! Like,
except I'm at the fucking beach where the sun hits hard and you can't see if the light is on or not in the afternoon.
Now it makes sense, because in my mind I was like, they saw the sign and went, fuck this, and still knocked on the door.
I see. Right.
Like, follow your rules.
I would assume if you're working the hotel, like every time, like when it's too bright, you go like to the light like this and be like, is it on? Is it on? Oh.
No. See, this is the time where sometimes modernity does not do you favors. No.
Modernity? Yeah.
Modernity.
Oh, okay.
Modern.
Sometimes the best things are what used to work.
Old school, yeah, exactly.
Yes, old school ways. Okay.
Oh, yes.
So I've got another piece of news on what it's like to film in Camden.
What else was filming in Camden?
So, The Eternals was filming in Camden.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, when you're in Camden, shit happens.
Someone shot Jon Snow, didn't they? Someone did. Go on.
Okay.
Come on,
what?
Gonna...
Huh?
Go on.
Kai, what
did
you
say?
All right. What?
Okay. Anyway. So, Liam McHugh had a commentary on Eternals and told a little story about what happened in Camden. So, Richard Madden was working on The Wire and we were playing out a scene. And these two people who were clearly intoxicated, we were in downtown Camden at like 2 o'clock in the morning. They made a bet to see who could run through the security and get through the filming location. Which sounds like the most fucking Camden thing to do.
Well, no. I think
the most Camden thing to do would be some guy rolling up to Richard Madden going, "You want any gear?"
I would not. Hey, they might have not said it, but I would not be surprised if it did actually happen.
20% discount for the King of the North.
He's not the King of the North.
He was for a bit.
For a brief moment.
Yeah.
For a brief moment.
Baby mama.
Yeah.
And him. Yeah. Spoilers.
Spoilers for Game of Thrones, which ended
after what,
like
7 years?
But I love that this story came out because I'm like, of course it did. Of course this happened.
But he's shooting The Wire. When is he? Is he calling the wire?
No. He was on The Wire. I think he was like, had wires on him for the.
For Eternals. Right. Yeah. For the whole like,
I'm going to fly and be Superman.
Fly into the, oh, I still cannot believe the fly into the sun bullshit. Oh, I cannot. I still, oh my god, guys. Like,
she doesn't love me anymore. Fuck this shit.
Fly into the sun.
And apparently some people still, like, people are surprised that Tom Holland is English.
Because the majority of his roles are, like, all American. Yeah, people don't believe that Holland is British.
I saw this like compilation of, like, he's talking about, like, he was shooting some scene in some movie, I think in one of the Spider-Mans, and then, like, the director didn't know, the director or someone wasn't on set, and then, like, he just went on to the chippy and, like, went full on, like, hello, hey governor, how are you, like, yeah, you know, could you give me, like, fish and chips and, like, you know, all the trimmings and stuff, like, full on British accent, and nobody noticed until they got, like, the editing, and he's like, you do you know you need to cut that out, right? Because it's like, I'm doing a British accent. He's like, an English accent. He's like, what, really? I'm like, and like the American's like, really? I'm like, yeah. I went full on, like, hello, governor. Like, no, you cannot leave that in.
And now Tom Holland's going to play Fred Astaire.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, the size, kind of makes sense. Young Fred Astaire.
Yeah. It's the new Fred Astaire biopic, and let's face it, Tom was a ballerina, so he has the moves.
Was he? He was a dancer. Yes. Okay.
No, well, he was trained ballerina because...
For Billy Elliot.
Yes.
Wait, why he got Billy
ballerina
Elliot?
Ballerina, the masculine term?
Sorry?
Ballerino?
I don't know.
I thought ballerina was just a standard term, like male or female.
It's not like actor.
Let me.
He's a ballet dancer.
It ends with an A, so I just assume.
Yeah, I don't think it's a. Shit. I don't think you call what's his face.
Is it a ballerina?
Okay, sorry.
Ballet dancer.
A ballerina is female. A ballerino is the masculine term.
Ta-da! On the nose. Because it is Italian. It's not really Italian, is it?
That's a good question. Where did ballet come from?
What? No, it doesn't have to do with where the ballet comes from. It's linguistics.
It came from ballet ruse.
It's a Latin. Oh, never mind. Okay. You know what? There is a YouTube channel. Like, I don't know about you, but I call it Belarus.
Okay. Not ballet ruse.
I mean the country, but okay. And this is YouTuber goes Belarus, and I'm like, I know you're American, but like Belarus, it's not rusks. We're not selling cookies.
You know,
we're not selling
like Belarus.
Yes.
Yeah, but
Belarus.
Isn't it Belarus? I mean, it's Rus. It's you know, in that region.
It's not Toys R Us. Unless they're Scottish, then it's Toys R Us.
Accent again.
Yeah, but I mean, we're in that we're in the Balkans.
They think
they're Ruskies.
Know where the Balkans are, let alone Belarus.
Exactly. So the SAG Awards happened over the weekend.
Yeah, that kind of came and went. I was like,
right?
I mean, all award shows are coming and going.
Yeah.
You know, these days it's like, you know, there's very little pomp and circumstance. So that was what they were all about over the weekend. I'm like, okay then.
But my favorite moment came from Michael Keaton.
What do you do? He was in the toilet, wasn't he?
Yeah, so Salma Hayek was on stage about to give the award, and the winner is Michael Keaton. And the whole room just claps, and everything is just like, the fuck is he? And then there's Salma panicking, like literally going, a bit of a stage fright. What's happening? And then Michael Keaton comes running. Sorry, need to go to the boys' room. There's a long line.
Yes, Michael, yes.
See, if I was a producer, I would have had a flush sound.
Oh, yes.
I just played it on the speakers, just whoosh.
No, but, you know, they want to be classy. They want to be classy.
And speaking of Michael Keaton, Beetlejuice 2 apparently is officially happening now. After years and years of rumors, it's officially happening.
How can we make this movie? Like...
What? I mean, do we need it? I feel like we don't. Because Beetlejuice...
Same script of Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian?
I don't know, but both Winona Ryder and Michael Keaton have signed on, so we're getting them again. So yeah,
Winona signed on too. Damn.
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, back when early rumors were starting, Winona said she wouldn't do it without Keaton. Keaton said he wouldn't do it without Winona. So you had to get both of them. If one did it, the other one wouldn't. And I mean, you can't have Beetlejuice without Keaton. So it's like,
Yeah.
Well, I mean, unless they recast. And
No.
Is it still Tim? Is Tim still doing it?
That hasn't been said right now. The only thing that is confirmed is Keaton and Winona. That's it.
Who else could do it if it wasn't Tim?
Denis Villeneuve.
Oh my god.
It'd be so trippy. I would probably have gone someone like Michel Gondry.
Like Denis taking it super fucking seriously. Like, no, this is real. The afterlife is fucking real.
I would love to see Guillermo do something.
Guillermo
would be dope.
Juice up a notch.
Yes.
But I mean, it would be entirely different feel. It would.
Yeah.
James Gunn.
James. That would be a very different feel, but I would approve.
Look, any other director other than Burton would be a different feel.
Yeah.
That's.
I think Guillermo's a good choice because I think he'd like amp up the creepiness of it a bit more.
That is true.
It would be pretty scary. I'm not sure if it would be funny.
He can do funny.
Well, yeah, Hellboy could. Funny. Yes. Oh my
Hellboy
god.
Hellboy was also serious.
Hellboy 2, where they start singing.
Yes.
And okay, the movie Hellboy ends with a smiling freeze frame.
Hellboy 1 was a bit serious. Hellboy 2 really let go.
I mean, he has the location for the house already.
Guillermo has an animated series which is very lighthearted. So he can do.
Which one? Trollhunter?
Yeah.
Which I've never been able to go back to because, you know.
It's quite fun. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like Anton is not there. Like.
So Beetlejuice 2 will be produced by Brad Pitt's production company, Plan B. That's the only other news. No script has been written, no director, no producer. Just two actors going, I'm in.
Wow, that's bold.
You guys remember the Beetlejuice cartoon?
Fuck yes.
No.
Fuck yes. I love the Beetlejuice cartoon.
I was not a fan of Beetlejuice when I was younger. I mean, I'm a girl.
Yeah, it was one of those cartoons where, you know, like they just take the characters and like, I know this is how the movie ended, but fuck it. So the cartoon is just like her and Beetlejuice are friends.
Yeah.
It was
the same era as like the Ace Ventura cartoon, the Mask cartoon. It was the same sort of animated style.
Or the MC Hammer cartoon.
Oh, fuck yes. Jesus. Fuck yes.
With his talking dancing shoes.
Yes.
I mean, everybody knows how old we are, right? I mean, obviously now.
Of course.
Yeah. If they don't by now, yeah.
They're like, who's MC Hammer?
Oh.
Is that related to Thor?
Wow, oh my god, Nick. That is a real stretch. That is a very, very fucking stretch. Like, what?
Talk amongst yourselves. I think I heard something fall down outside. Give me a second.
Oh god.
Oh, I hope it's not the fucking
the weather.
Jesus, is it what's his shoes?
No, what? No, I think it's outside in the porch. It looks like he's going to the hotel. Yeah, so his hotel has like every room is a private pool. I mean, it's just a wading pool, but
still.
I mean, guys, you know what I mean? Like, every hotel has a private pool.
And so, it's called Lexus Hibiscus, right?
I wasn't going to drop the name, but okay.
Well, I don't know. For people that, you know, in the future want to go there. Because we're talking about how the room has a private pool. I'm sure some people would be like, ooh, which hotel is this?
Yeah, but we also kind of dissed the hotel before this, Nick.
Fuck it. We've dissed so many things in this podcast. Fuck it. I don't give a shit anymore.
By saying that, apart from the issues, it's been a wonderful stay here, and I've been enjoying myself thoroughly.
Nick, you're the one that wants corporate sponsorship.
That is
Why am
true.
I the one that cares?
Because I still want to maintain that this is us. I don't want us to count down to anyone.
Good for you,
he
Nick.
He says this. He Good says for you. This.
We're hey. Gonna, what date is this? 2nd March. Good for you. I'm just keeping this in the bank. Amelia, keep this in the bank. So that whenever he says some shit, we're just going to pull up this audio recording. We're at minute 32.
And I hosted this on my server.
There you go.
Maybe it's because I'm tired. Maybe it's because I've lost my voice. But I'm like, fuck this. I don't care.
It sounds like your voice is slowly coming back.
Yeah, because I have some honey lemon. So it's, yeah, hopefully it's helping a little bit.
The whole time when you were holding it under the frame, it looked like you were holding an open urn.
Well, I mean, I can understand.
And I was like, is that an urn?
Like, if I hold it like this?
Like no, not like that. No, because you only see the top.
Yeah, when it was just the top slightly open, it was like, what?
No, lower. Oh my God, never mind.
Let him drink his honey lemon. He needs
it. I'm not the one on this.
Was that?
Never. This is, hi guys. So this is obviously going to be a pod where just hanging out with three people, talking shit about everything and each other.
Yes. And like we always say, if you want, you know, more informative shit, there's other podcasts out there you can listen to. You want to hang out with friends? That's what we're here for.
Yes.
And if you want to see how tired and weird we look, then just check out our YouTubes at youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia, blah, blah, blah.
I think we are the only podcast and like sort of like outlet that just doesn't give a shit anymore about their socials.
Gangsters, fuck.
Again, he says this when,
I say it in the sense of like, every other like YouTube video, they're like, oh, make sure you like and subscribe. And we're like, you know what? Just go to YouTube. We're there. Go fucking find it. It's fine.
He says this now, Kai. Again, we need to take note of the timestamp. It is 34:27.
So, over the last weekend, Kale Collectors Market happened.
Keep trying
to see me. Kale Collectors Market. Have you guys ever been to one?
No, I haven't. I've been wanting to, but you know.
Is it like MCOP? Is it like the MCOP
market? Yes. It's very similar to the MCOP market, but they travel to places. Like so far they've been consistent at PJ where and PJLA was Jaya One, yeah.
Like a more younger collector type crowd, like less of the antiques and more of the like vintage toys, clothes, records.
Yeah.
The expensive shit.
Mm-hmm. Not so much.
What's his name from Couple? What's that guy's name from Couple? Idil? The lead singer?
Couple, Idil. Idil Rusli. Yeah.
Yeah, he has a booth, and I've been looking at
it
over the weekend. I was like, oh, yo, you got some cool records. Fuck.
Why is he selling it? Oh, because sebab dia kahwin and dia kena ada duit. And then dia tak tempat bini dia tak.
Let me look him
dia
up.
Dia kena clear tempat untuk bini dia. Because, you know. Yeah. I did.
Look what was found at the KL Collectors Market.
You went. Yeah. When did you go?
But Vanessa went. Because I was fucking busy. So, like, Vanessa went and she's like, hey, I found these. You want them? I'm like, fuck yes.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
I don't know if you can see this.
The Batman one, I'm like, okay, that's cool. But the fucking... Wait.
He's got this... I don't know whether this is a soundtrack or a Laserdisc. But it's like Six String Samurai, like an alternate cover. And I'm like, is this the vinyl?
I can't... You're so pixelated, dude. I can't see shit.
Is it an idol? Is it an idols?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just check out Idol's stream because, you know, like, we're friends.
He's got interesting... that's a bit of a bigger picture. Six String Samurai.
I see.
Okay.
That looks cool.
Wow. He actually's got some pretty and cool of course, stuff. You know, because he also does movie reviews, he's got, like, very extensive collection of DVDs and shit. Mm. Yeah, nice. Yeah. So, check out his presence as vinegar syndrome. Preserving and protecting film.
Mm. So, bro, yeah, what? Huh?
He has like what New York? He has a role of like.
Yeah.
Whoa! Holy like, shit! What the fuck?
Yeah, New York Ninja.
So yeah, for the geeks listening, if you haven't heard about this collector's market, you definitely should check it out. The last one was at Curve. Next one will be on the 26th and 27th of March. Location hasn't been given out yet, but if you want to follow collectorsmarket.my on Instagram, you can find all the details there. I mean, this is something that happens every month, and it's fucking dope. Every month is the whole new shebang of interesting material you can find.
I might have one of those days off. I might go check it out.
There's stuff you can find. I mean, this was only like $30. So I'm like, you can find things that are really fucking
the Yellow Submarine, though.
35.
Hmm.
The Batman was 30. Yellow Submarine, 35. I'm like, fuck, yes.
No, but like, given the current situation stuff that's going around, Kai, like, when are you projecting that you'll finish shooting? Three more weeks? End of March.
This coming week, it's less. After next week, we won't be like shooting like the regular 5 days a week. It's kind of spread out because of everyone's schedule. Mm-hmm. So yeah, after next week, I'll be around KL more.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Doctor Strange has finally got a release date.
Oh yeah, when?
May 4th, second day of Raya.
May the 4th?
Yes. Wow. I'm like,
ooh. Be with you.
Yes.
But May the...
And Marvel's under Disney. That's odd.
No, has any Star Wars movie come out on May 4th?
No, never.
Why?
Because Star Wars is usually a Christmas release, if I'm not mistaken. It's an end of year release usually.
That sounds like a missed opportunity to me.
You notice end of year releases are always like, see the Star something like Star Wars, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings. Those Marvel? Type of movies get. Was it
Marvel?
Mm-hmm. Marvel spread it out.
And they like their summer blockbusters, tentpoles.
Yeah,
that's true.
Marvel goes close to summer, but like you notice, Harry Potter always came out at the end of the year.
Yeah, but I mean, it's because Harry Potter's got that whole Christmas thing.
No, because it's the family adventure, big temple movie, you know.
Yeah.
Magic. Christmas. Winter.
Goblins.
Cloaks. They can sell loads and loads of cloaks, like, you know, the
and that's the other rules. Thing, because you got to tie in with the toys and you sell it on Christmas, blah, blah, blah. Whereas if you release it in the summer, then it's a birthday for whoever's born in June.
But having said that, though, Fantastic Beasts is coming out in April next month.
Well, I mean, Fantastic Beasts has been on the burner for a long time. They kind of just need to release it.
Yeah.
And also Fantastic Beasts, because the whole Fantastic Beasts franchise is more adult than actual Harry Potter, because that's Harry true. Potter is about kids and Fantastic Beasts is about
different toy sets.
Yes. It's about pretty face.
But coming back to Doctor Strange, so we are getting the film 2 days before the US. US is releasing May 6th.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And
yeah,
Kevin
because Feige, I realize you pirate out... too many things.
No shit. Kevin Feige has come out to say that Doctor Strange is officially MCU's anchor now that Iron Man and Captain America have sort of retired. So basically, he's going to be the main MCU.
Oh shit!
He's gonna be the Tony.
Yeah,
I guess.
Which I mean makes sense. I think after Multiverse of Madness, he'll start to become, you know, the guardian. I'm calling it now. He's probably gonna be the guardian of the multiverse. And so,
no, I'm gonna call it. He's gonna be the guy that everyone blames for the bullshit that's happened. Moving forward, is people gonna be turning to Doctor Strange like, why did you do it?
Why did he do what?
Fuck up the timeline.
Why did you even bother helping that little boy, Peter?
Who? That nobody remembers.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Who the fuck is
really?
Peter?
Wait, so are we going to blame Peter for everything now? Oh my God, that's so sad.
No, I blame Doctor Strange. Peter was a kid. Doctor Strange should have known better. He's an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's also an egomaniacal narcissist.
Yeah, and he's an adult, so he should get that thing checked. Peter was a college student. He wasn't even a college student yet.
Sure,
he was a 5-year blip hiatus, but he's still a high school student.
Yes. It's so sad that he didn't get into MIT.
It's okay. He's Spider-Man. He's got brothers. I don't know. Would you like to hear a little bit of weird news as well coming out of Matthew McConaughey?
Yes.
Sure. So, we still haven't gotten the journals, man, or the book, Green Lights. But anyway, yes, Matthew McConaughey. Yes.
So apparently, in his new memoir, he talks about...
Memoir?
It's called Green Lights.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
So in his memoir, he was talking about his secret for regrowing his hair. And that's gone viral, apparently. So this is what he said. I get this topical ointment and I rub it into my scalp once a day for 10 minutes. I was fully committed. I was fully committed to it. No Propecia, no nothing. It was just manual labor. All I can tell you is it came back and I have more hair now than I had in 1999. I don't know why this has come out as news, but I've been seeing it fucking everywhere.
Was he losing his hair?
Not losing, but it was sort of thinning at the hairline here. But that's about it.
But he didn't drop the name. I guess it's a slow news day. I guess I guess they're trying to distract people from what's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like anything is news right now because God, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to touch on that.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah,
don't. I'm eating my sandwich.
Yeah. What sandwich is that?
Tuna sandwich.
Nice.
Is it from your crafty or is it from the hotel?
It's from the hotel.
Okay.
Okay. Another slow news day, Robert Pattinson stole socks.
From where? From Batman?
Yeah.
They my socks? Like, what? Socks?
It was a fucking slow news day. Wait, let me pull this out.
What?
Steal a batarang, the socks?
Okay, yeah, like steal the suit.
Robert Pattinson reportedly stole socks from the set of the Batman production daily, managing to rack up a total of 156 pairs of socks by the end of the shoot.
That sounds like a dare. That sounds like a dare.
No.
That sounds like a fucking dare.
You know what it sounds like? And I know this because I've done it before.
He probably just walked off set and forgot to take off the shoe socks.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think he purposely stole them. It's just like he walked off set.
Yes.
Are you sure he stole them or the costume guys were like, you've been in them all day, just we don't need them back. It's fine.
Might very well be that, to be honest with you. But, you know, news articles are like, oh no, he stole them.
It is a real slow news day. Huh?
Yes.
Oh, Nick, did you show Kai the trailer that you sent me with Sandra Oh?
Omar. Yeah, no, not yet. So there's this new trailer that's come out with Sandra Oh going all horror with Sam Raimi. Sam Raimi's not directing, but Sam Raimi's producing.
Producing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was quite excited. I was like, oh, Raimi! And I was like, it's not directed by Raimi, but okay.
Yeah.
So like she plays a she looks like an off the grid mom and they're apiarists, so they raise they're farming bees and shit, and she has a daughter, and then her mother dies and she like Sandra Oh's mom. And she didn't want anything to do with her, and then her family is now haunted by the ghost of her mother.
Which, as an Asian, kind of terrified me. When I saw the mother, I was like, oh god, that genuinely terrified me. I'm like, I do not want to see that in the corner of my room.
I mean, especially if, like, you know, like Sandra Oh is holding a picture of her mom in a hanbok, and we're like, is this what you wanted? A place to rest? Is this what you wanted? She throws the picture into a hole in the ground and then throws the urn inside, and the urn opens and boom, that's cloud. And you go, oh, Sandra, why did you do that? Every Asian person goes, why did you do that?
Exactly. But this looks like an insane ride.
Yeah,
it's called Umma. Umma?
Yeah. Umma. Umma means mother. So what?
Oh,
Umma. Umma.
Umma.
Ah. Umma. Yeah.
The trailer just dropped last night. I think it's coming sometime in March. I think to either Apple or actually no, was it Apple?
Yeah, a lot of Korean Americans going on right now, huh? I wonder why. I wonder why. Minari?
I don't think it was Minari. I think it started with fucking, what, Parasite. Could I be wrong?
No, but Parasite is Korean.
Yeah, but then this Americans is... went, oh, we've got American Koreans too.
Okay.
I want to say Fresh Off the Boat.
No, but Fresh Off the Boat was
Taiwanese.
Chinese American, right?
Taiwanese American,
sorry.
Sorry. I'm just like
No. My bad, it's not Apple. It's scheduled to be released March 18th by Sony.
In cinemas? In theaters?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Cinematic release, guys. Yeah. Because the world does not care about COVID anymore.
Being a cinematic releases, I can't get a ticket for Batman anywhere.
Are you serious?
Really? It's like sold out.
I can get shitty seats.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't think Batman is something that we want to watch in a bad cinema, like with bad seats. Like, I don't want to watch like that. That will just be a waste. You know,
like front row, furthest left IMAX. Like, no fucking thank you.
I'm sorry, but because I have a live show happening at the end of the month, I do not think I'll be able to watch my hypochondriacness may not allow me to watch a movie until I'm done.
No worries.
Because you know, like as my friend the other day was like, no, I work from home, Ken, but then you cannot work from home. So yeah. And then my friend got COVID. So he's like, yeah, I feel a bit like, so I'm just going to stand far away from you and we're going to talk. But like, yeah, you know, because I came up from home, but you cannot. I'm like, okay. And then he got COVID and I'm like.
But those who are watching Batman, if you go to Sunway Pyramid at the moment, there's this Batman experience that's happening from now until 20th. There's a whole bunch of memorabilia, props, freaking wardrobe. Yeah. There's a video on our Instagram and on our TikTok. Quite interesting. You should go and check it out if whoever's listening, if you're free, go check it out. It's definitely something worth checking out. And
is there anything interactive to do? Or is it just like, oh, look, it's
a walkthrough experience?
No, there's a walkthrough experience, but there's also this sort of like, you can find clues. Mm. So they'll give you sort of a dark torchlight. You can find things. And then you win a prize, which is a free Nescafe drink.
See, you know what I would have done?
What?
I would have hidden those from Arkham games, those fucking little question marks. I've just hidden them all around fucking Sunway.
Fuck yes.
And I'd have put it in like places where like you have to be like a parkour expert. And then let them go through all that trouble and like, here's your Nescafe.
No, but do they need to pay for this experience?
No, it's all free.
It's a free experience. Yeah. Okay, cool.
You just go inside.
And... Yeah.
No,
do they have the Batmobile?
You just go inside.
Yeah. There's no Batmobile. There's small Batmobiles, like figures of Batmobiles, but there's no large freaking Batmobile. You can play Arkham Asylum on the PS4.
Fuck's sake.
Do they have the when are they have they stopped the bat signal thing? Because I remember they were going to do the bat signal thing at night over
bat
Sunway.
Signal was last night at Sunway. Tonight, if I'm not mistaken, is at Sunway Velocity.
Okay.
Let me double check. And tomorrow, they haven't said specifically where, but tomorrow, which will be today if you're listening to it, the 3rd of March, will be at Bukit Bintang.
Okay.
Don't know where in Bukit Bintang, but Bukit Bintang lah. Yeah,
it's a golden triangle. Yeah, so you just walk into the Batman experience, and then they just walk through everything and just like, there's no... fees and know nothing.
Yeah, and you can take a picture with the freaking life-size figure of Pattinson, which apparently you can win. So there's a competition happening. I'm not too sure on the details. It's 7 foot tall, Robert Pattinson,
he's not 7 foot tall. I know, he's nowhere near 7.
But the figure is, because I stood next to it and went, "You're quite tall."
Why is it 7 feet tall?
It's the boots. The boots have heels like this big.
So Rob is 1.85 meters tall.
Which is how many feet?
I don't know.
About 6.
Yeah, right? Okay. Like
6, 6, right? 1. Yeah, around there.
Oh no, I know what it is. It's
including the ears?
Including the voice, yes.
So it's the wedges and the ears.
Yep, yes. the lifts and the ears.
But God. I think it goes without saying, I think this is something you should watch on IMAX. I watched it in IMAX yesterday. I'm gonna watch it in a normal screen at the premiere tonight, so it'll be interesting to see the difference. But
okay, IMAX. Don't spoil anything, but is there censorship?
Yeah, that's all you need to say. Let's move on now.
Okay, I will say this. There's no cutting of scenes. There's no what do you call
it? But they do the extreme zoom. They do the extreme zoom.
No. The only thing that there's an issue is silencing of words. So Nandela, asshole, bitch, all that was But thankfully there were no like harsh cuts, lah. No, yeah, just words. Which, if I'm honest, a little bit distracting after a while.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There's quite a few.
Because it's an R. Is this supposed to be R-rated?
No, PG-13.
Okay. Yeah.
In America, PG-13. But like they said, they have pushed the limits of what PG-13 allows.
Yeah. For me, I don't feel it's a PG-13 because...
It doesn't look like it's a PG-13 movie.
There's not a lot of blood, but there's still a very generous amount of violence.
As long as it's generous, you don't want to be selfish with the violence.
Yeah.
But that will be coming out, if you're listening to this, it's out today. So be like Kai and struggle to find tickets.
Yeah, so suffice it to say, our walkthrough of the Batman is going to be delayed because of moi. So unless I can find a nice empty theater to go to.
But if you're listening to this...
If I shell out money.
If you're listening to this on the 3rd, on the Thursday it comes out.
Tuesday will be empty.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't wake up at 11 a.m. to go to movie,
That's
can
true.
I?
That's true.
And also 11 a.m. to sit through a three-hour film.
And then do a three-hour show at the end of the day?
Yes.
I'm going to die.
There is a post-credit sequence.
How many?
Just one.
Okay.
But I will say this, it's not detrimental to the whole thing. Like, what Gogler has put out, yeah, there is. Do you need to watch it? Maybe not, but it's a fun little nod. And I'll say it's like an Easter egg. Yeah, that's the best way I can describe it.
Is it as pointless as the Matrix post-credit scene?
No, not at all.
Because that was fucking stupid. And I saw the fucking post-credit sequence, I was like,
I will say this, and this matches perfectly. The post-credit sequence...
He's going to spoil it.
No, I'm not. Will let you leave the theater still thinking about the Batman and still wanting to explore the Batman universe. There. That's the best way I can describe it.
So it's not trauma then?
Anyway.
It's not what? Trauma?
It's not what, Kai?
What?
What did you say?
I can't remember.
This is what happens when we record on the internet, guys.
Online recording. Go watch the Batman.
Technology is so wonderful.
Yes. Go watch the Batman. It's out in cinemas now. You will not regret it. Go watch it. And fuck you, bleedingcool.com. I'm just going to leave it there. They really weren't fucking happy with the movie, and I shared this with Bahe and Umar, like, literally before we went for the press screening, this article popped out, and I was like, the fuck is wrong with this person? Like, he literally, in paraphrasing, but he called the film a piece of shit. Like, he really fucking hated the film, and I'm like, dude, fucking chill. This is it's not a horrible film.
And it's just the movie. Like, well, I mean, Sam Elliott just called Power of the Dog a piece of shit. So, you know, I guess
it's everyone has, you know, different tastes. And maybe this guy was one of those like, fuck you guys, Batman and Robin is misunderstood.
He literally said from the first frame, I knew this film was bound to fail. I'm like, the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah. And right. it brought up an interesting debate. Like, can people not take long films anymore? Are people's attention spans...
That debate's been going on a bit these days ever since this Batman runtime was released.
Yeah. But in all honesty, for me, it didn't feel long. Like, the pacing was fine. It did not feel long, but I'm sure there are going to be people out there going, oh, this film is way too long. 3 hours. I can't sit through that.
Then don't watch it.
Yeah, then don't. I don't, like, you know, no one's putting a gun to your head and making you watch a 3-hour movie. Like, nobody is doing that, you know? Like, so don't.
What, you want an abridged version of Godfather 2? Fuck off.
Oh, Godfather's back in cinemas in the US. I wish it was here.
In the US only, I know, exactly.
Fuck.
I want to see the 4K up-res on a fucking cinema.
Ooh, I know, right? And also to have the experience, because I never got to watch it in a cinema.
Yeah,
so I'm like, to have the experience.
My dad got to watch it in New York.
Fuck! Shit.
Damn, son.
He got to see that and Star Wars in New York when they came out.
Oh, fuck off.
Both queues went round the block.
Shit. Damn, son.
Yeah.
Gone are those days where you wait for a film round the corner.
Like, I gone are big cinemas.
I don't miss that, actually.
Like, the last time I felt that happened in my memory was The Phantom Menace.
Oh, there was a queue?
Yeah. At TGV One Utama when it was the old wing, when the old TGV.
Yeah.
When
is that?
Saw it.
My last memory of queuing up for a movie, for some reason, is Nacho Libre.
that's a good movie lineup. What?
But why did you have to line up for Nacho Libre?
I don't know. There was a queue. That's a cool queue up to get tickets.
Was it because another movie was going on Nacho Libre other than Nacho Libre?
I don't know. It's just, I do remember it took a while just waiting in the queue to get tickets. And I think the only reason why it's stuck in my memory more, because it was back in the days when I was in Y2K, so all of us went in luchador masks.
Oh my God.
After a while in the queue, you're like, it was kind of warm, huh?
No shit.
And then, you know, the joke wears thin as you're still queuing. Like, fuck this mask.
Yeah, I don't think a luchador mask is good in our weather. But wait, no, actually, speaking of which, how the fuck do they wear it all the time in Mexico?
Commit.
What do you mean? What do you mean wear it all the time in Mexico?
Why not? For the luchadors, because they're in Mexico, in their culture, it's like, it's almost like a superhero. Like, they don't go out without their mask.
Yeah.
So if it's, you know, they're not wrestling, they're just going to, let's say, an event. They're wearing the mask.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah. But then, you know, they don't have to wear it 24/7. Like, they only have to wear it when they're working as the luchador, and then, like, they're just a normal person.
Any time they leave the house, they're wearing the mask.
Yeah.
Even in their day-to-day lives?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless, you know, they want to be incognito, then they don't wear the mask, but then they don't announce themselves as that luchador.
Yeah, obviously. Also,
to a certain extent, it's about respecting the mask as well.
Of course. This,
yeah. So there's so much.
It's such a big deal in their matches. Like, if the other guy pulls the mask off,
yeah,
it's bad. And that's the thing. If he pulls the mask off, you can't put the mask back on.
Yeah.
You need to design a new mask and become a new version of your character.
Because he did.
Because it's quite amazing the history about luchadors and the mask. Yeah. If whoever's listening, if you can find the history, it's actually a really interesting history to find out about.
Like, even in WWE, has Rey Mysterio taken his mask off yet publicly? Like,
yes,
on camera?
Yes, but he keeps fucking changing the mask, so it's like...
Okay, so he's like, I want to reset. Fuck it. Here's my face.
Yeah. So yeah, he's constantly been changing masks, revealing his face, change mask, reveal face, change
what?
Mask.
What? Oh my God. Okay, then.
Yes, luchadors back in Mexico are like, pussy.
actually, to be honest, I think if Rey Mysterio went to Mexico and fought with the Luchadors, I think they would beat the living shit out of him.
Oh, yeah. Their rules are different.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, WWE is scripted. It's entertainment.
And also, he has to sort of slow down his Luchador movements for the American wrestlers. Because if you watch the Luchadors wrestle, it's fast as shit. It's almost like
a Spider-Man video game.
Yeah. It's really amazing to watch, actually. Who was it? I saw one documentary recently. Oh, yeah. David Arquette.
Oh, yes. David Arquette. You cannot stop David Arquette.
Where he went to train with the Luchadors to actually become a proper wrestler, which, you know, he did.
Speaking of Arquette, you guys watch Scream?
Not yet. I haven't seen it yet.
Mm. Okay, I'm very worried about the...
What?
The stream? File, because... Yeah. Because the backups are not increasing in size.
Okay, shall we call it first so that we can check?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. If you're listening to this, it works.
We shall see if you get a full episode or not.
Yes.
We say this even though we have no idea whether or not you'll be listening to what we're saying. Yes. So, it's been another random episode. My name is Emily Chen.
I am Nate Dorian.
I'm Carol Mbaha. Like, subscribe, all that bullshit. Geeks in Malaysia, coffee, etc.
Coffee. Okay, bye. Keep geeky out.